We're going to start the program this morning with Chase Howell from the Secretary of State's office, who's going to give us an update of what's going on there. Chase has spoken to our Nuts and Bolts program and many other CLEs, and he's the Managing Attorney for the Business and Public Filings Division of the Office of the Secretary of State. That gives him purview over business law, trademarks, notary regulation, and administrative law. He basically is the person who superintends the plumbing that lets us do everything that we're doing in terms of working with business organizations. Really important thing. Prior to working as Secretary of State, he has a BS in political science, but more importantly, a minor in classic studies and a B.A. cum laude in philosophy. And if you were paying attention yesterday, that's really what you need to be able to keep up with all the changes we're going through right now. So with that, I will ask Chase Howell to join us.
Good morning. I'm Chase Howell, the Managing Attorney with the Texas Secretary of State. First, I do want to say you might notice I'm not Carmen Flores. She was our director for a great many years, and she finally retired, and she still leaves a mark on us. She made the outline for this materials and our written materials, so I just wanted to give a shout out to her. When I was in law school learning legal writing, one of my professors always said, you tell your audience what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you told them what you're going to tell them, or what you just told them. So I'm going to tell you first off, we are going to go into some numbers. If you haven't had your coffee yet, maybe now is a good time if you don't like numbers. Otherwise, you can kind of see the landscape within Texas. After that, we're going to go over a lot of the errors, misfilings, and maybe just things that can make your life easier and our life easier. And that's about 80%, the middle portion of our topic. And then the last 15% or so is some of the tools we have and some of the changes we're undergoing. So first, here are the new entities formed by year over the last three calendar years. As you can see, there was a huge jump from 2020 to 2021. And from 2021 to 2022, we stayed about even. If you go back even further, I think there's a pretty similar jump from 2019 to 2020. So what I'm getting at is we've had a huge influx of new filings over the last few years since the beginning of COVID and even running up to COVID. You can also see that the vast majority of these are LLCs. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone here. And then after that, there's for-profit corporations. Going along with the huge increase in filings, we also have all of the active domestic entities. Again, you can see over 70% of the active entities are LLCs, not a big surprise. About half of the remaining entities are for-profit corporations. I think that just shows that LLCs are here to stay. Everyone likes them. They're flexible. They give you a bunch of opportunities. And that's all, you know, laymen come and ask about. How do I form my LLC? Not what do I form, how do I form my LLC? Because they know that's what they want because that's what they're told. And that plays out in our numbers. So a few tips for the filing office. Every year we try to work with some of our more senior filers to see what are the kind of nitty gritty issues that we see a lot, the questions we see a lot that cause people to trip and fumble. I would suggest if you practice before us to download this material, or we also have an even more extensive written material on the website. And if you're doing a type of filing you're not used to or you haven't done it in a while, just search it, go to mergers for your mergers, and you know, do a quick check. It's a lot faster than trying to get in through our phone system or sending emails to the attorneys or something like that. We hit the major things here. So first off, something that we see a lot are issues regarding LPs. So if the general partner is in our records, there's often an issue that the general partner isn't updated when you try to update the limited partner. What that means is if the general partner changed its name,